Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now we'll talk more about Donald Trump's immigration speech and visit to Mexico yesterday and get two journalists' takes from New York Times national immigration reporter Julia Preston and Juan Manuel Benitez, host of Puerto Politica, the politics show on New York One Noticias, New York One Spanish language news channel. Hi, Julia. Hi, Juan Manuel. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
So, Julia, after all the confusion about Trump's positions last week, your headline today says Donald Trump, far from softening, lays out tough immigration plan. Here's an example.
Our message to the world will be this. You cannot obtain legal status or become a citizen of the United States by illegally entering our country. Can't do it.
So, Julia, did he clarify his position on those already here illegally?
I think he substantially did clarify that he is not softening his view about the need to end illegal immigration. He did not explicitly mention the idea of deporting all 11 million people, but instead what he did was he broke down the population that's here of people who are undocumented, and he pretty much systematically explained that he would deport almost all of them. And the option that he left for some kind of legalization was so vague and so far in the future as to be really essentially inoperative.
And so he did say that he would focus first on criminals other people, well, mostly on criminals, and he says that's like 2 million of the 11 million, something like that. And only after that would he focus on the rest of the people who are here illegally and otherwise law-abiding. So he kind of seemed to push this off into the future like this.
Then, and only then, will we be in a position to consider the appropriate disposition of those individuals who remain.
After he deals with all the criminals, Juan Manuel. So do you think that's cause for a sigh of relief on the part of law-abiding people here illegally?
I think we have to stop thinking about Trump softening his views, immigration views, just to appeal to Latino voters. This is more about Republican voters, about McCain Republicans. Can he be compassionate? Can he be rational? Can he be statesmanlike? That's basically what we saw yesterday. Trump trying to appeal to that moderate Republican that is the electorate that right now he is trying to get, the same way that Hillary Clinton is trying to get. Because Trump supporters, at their core, they are not expecting detailed plans on immigration or anything else. They are voting for an idea that is America first, and also for a style of governing that is pseudo-autocratic.
So, listeners, now you can react. When we talked about this earlier in the show with Mayor de Blasio, we were mostly getting his reactions to the plan as mayor of a city with more than 3 million immigrants. And so now we're going to open it up more broadly to you at 212-433-WNYC. Anything you want to say or ask our guests who have been following Donald Trump's speech last night on immigration in Arizona and his visit to Mexico and joint appearance with the president of Mexico yesterday afternoon. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Julia, one thing that I was listening for and I heard, and tell me if he's made this explicit before, is that he said that he would reverse President Obama's executive action having to do with the Dreamers. Right. The young people who were brought here as kids by their parents illegally, but have basically grown up as Americans. And he kind of legalized, though without providing a path to citizenship, he legalized their staying here on a pretty long term basis. President Obama. Trump seemed to say he's going to reverse that and subject all those folks to deportation again and not, you know, take away their ability to work.
Well, it's not a new position, actually. He did say that very strongly, and that would put all of those young people who've been working and going to college. There are nearly 800,000 young people that have taken advantage of the of these deportation deferments. All of those young people would then be in the pool of people that would be subject to deportation by Mr. Trump. And in addition, I would point out that he did expand beyond criminals the people he would move to deport immediately to include people who'd overstayed their visas. And also what he called public charges. So anyone that he finds taking advantage of federal programs, that's a complicated issue because in many cases there are families that have undocumented parents that are using public, you know, federal programs because they have children who are United States citizens who are entitled to use those programs. But overall, the number of immigrants in the country who could be subject to this very rapid deportation plan that Trump described is in at least the range of 6 million. So to the idea that he has backed off a mass deportation program, I think, is not correct.
Really interesting. And Juan Manuel, when he emphasizes people overstaying their visas in that initial we're going to kick you out category, I was wondering, though he didn't say this explicitly, if that's to try to make the case that he's not just trying to kick out Mexicans and other Latinos, because a lot of people who overstay are from other parts of the world. So it's, I'm not just worried about the people sneaking across the border, so you can't call me anti-Mexican.
Correct. But at the end of the day, we don't really know what he thinks anymore, right? So many twists and turns, and we don't really know what he would do if he gets to the presidency. Again, this is all about style, about portraying himself as the person who knows how to fix problems. I alone can fix it. And that's how he is driving his campaign, a campaign that not only has a narrative, but has daily storylines with twists and turns that keep us watching all the time and also analyzing every single bit of information that he's putting out there, not only at his rallies, but also on social media.
Julia, since you've been covering national immigration policy and reality for a long time, I wonder if you can fact check this statement that Donald Trump made last night.
Most illegal immigrants are lower-skilled workers with less education who compete directly against vulnerable American workers, and that these illegal workers draw much more out from the system than they can ever possibly pay back.
They draw much more out of the system than they can ever possibly pay back. When Mayor de Blasio was here last hour, he was saying, no, no, no. If you look at the aggregate, they're really putting more into American society economically and in other ways. Is there an objective fact check to be done on that?
Well, one of the ways to objectively fact check is to look at the figures that are published regularly by the Social Security Trust Fund. Their Social Security system has a special fund where they place funds that are deducted from payroll taxes and that for one reason or another cannot be claimed by the person who's received the paycheck. And I don't have the exact figure, but that is in the hundreds of billions of dollars that Social Security has identified as having been paid most likely to undocumented immigrants over the years that they have not been able to recover because they don't have legal status. And those funds are widely viewed as being what is sustaining the solvency of the Social Security system at this point.
Bill in Washington Heights, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bill.
Hey, hi, everyone. So within his speech last night, he talked about he wanted a new immigration commission, and all the bullets are interesting, but I was especially interested in the first, which was, quote, to keep immigration levels measured by population share within historical norms. And I don't know what that means. Does anybody have any ideas about what that means?
Julia, let me give that to you. And I thought that part of the speech was really interesting, too. He mentioned 1965 as a benchmark, and that's when the immigration laws changed to what they more or less are today, which allows people to come in based on family relationships in addition to skills. And I think that we can say objectively that that led to the explosion of people from Asia and Latin America that we've had in the last 50 years. And it sounds like Trump really wants to undo that. Here's just 6 seconds of that part of his speech.
We take anybody. Come on in, anybody. Just come on in. Not anymore.
So family relationship as a reason is what he's calling we take anybody, right?
Yeah. I mean, it is true that we are approaching historic high levels of immigrants in the country as a percentage of the population. There was a peak earlier in the last century, and we are approaching that again. I think that Trump has already established that he wants to reduce overall immigration. It's not just illegal immigration that he is determined to end, but he's also in favor of reducing overall immigration. And in recent years, the largest number of immigrants who've been coming into the country are not from Latin America and Mexico, but from India and China. So there's been a huge demographic shift, and many of those immigrants are highly educated, in the tech community, and wealthy people or middle class people. So to curb that immigration could have a very dramatic effect on some of the growth factors that have continued to help the economy.
It was very honest in a way, I thought, for him to say he's not just worried about the rule of law and if we don't have borders, we don't have a country, but that he thinks we have too many immigrants coming in. I mean, that's the bottom line for people who oppose illegal immigration. They think there are too many people here and too many immigrants here. And so when he says, Julia, the kind of historic what Bill was asking, when Trump says kind of historic proportionality, is he talking about Ellis Island era historic proportionality, the decades just after Ellis Island in the mid-20th century when immigration was at a historic low because the laws were so strict? I mean, do we know?
It's not clear from what Trump said. There are some analysts who believe that there was a tremendous surge just in the last 2 years of all kinds of immigration to the United States. I don't think the actual demography bears that out. Mm-hmm. There has been much more movement back and forth. Not surprisingly, people who have legal status and are legal immigrants in the United States are coming and going much more than they used to. I think this would be probably in the eye of President Trump, what he would decide would be a historical norm. But it does seem clear that he wants to reduce immigration overall.
Alfred in Irvington, New Jersey. You're on WNYC. Hi, Alfred. Alfred, are you there? Alfred, we'll come right back to you if we can. Ivan in the East Village. You're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I keep hearing from some media like Democracy Now! Other programs that Obama has been the president who has deported more people than any previous president. That his deportation system has been, extremely effective. And I never hear this on a general discussions, or I think I missed it, or maybe the Clinton's campaign doesn't want to talk about it, because it would be a good point to counterattack Trump's, vision of America being completely borderless, et cetera.
It is, unless you're in immigrant communities, this is a little known fact that Obama has been the deporter in chief, right?
That's a term that it's been used and that the president doesn't like at all. And Julia, correct me if I'm wrong, but the president has deported around 400,000 people every year during his presidency. It's a big number, but the concept behind all this big deportation numbers was, let's show the American public that we're serious about immigration, that we're kicking anybody that needs to be kicked out, we're going to kick them out.
Mostly people with serious criminal convictions?
Correct. And then once we prove that we are serious about the border and about immigration law, then we'll create the environment that will lead us to comprehensive immigration reform. The problem was that we never got to that point.
But a lot of people with relatively minor infractions were kicked out, and that's why there was so much dissatisfaction?
Yes, because a lot of people got caught up in this deportation system that was supposedly only going to target people with criminal records, and they got caught up in that same push to get them out.
Were there two different Donald Trumps yesterday? There was this sort of diplomatic, presidential-looking one who stood side by side with the president of Mexico and said, this is complex stuff. We're going to work it out. We're going to work together. And then there was the one who most Americans are used to who got up there last night and shook his fist on cable television for an hour and a half.
I think that we saw one Donald Trump. That is a Donald Trump that is a really smart operator that goes to Mexico, that praises his counterpart or whom he wants to be his counterpart, the president of Mexico, and then goes back home and talks to his audience in the same way that he's been talking to the audience all the time. And also that plays not only at the press conference, he's doing all the whole show, but also he keeps playing the storyline on social media right afterwards with the whole, well, we talked about the wall, but we didn't talk about who paid for it. And then the president of Mexico saying, yes, we did. I told him from the get-go, we are not going to pay for it. So taking the discussion beyond the press conference to social media, that's how he's been doing it all along.
We just have 1 minute left, but I want to sneak in this, which I found so shocking, this parade of people last night talking about their relatives who were killed by undocumented immigrants.
My son, Ronald Da Silva, was murdered April 27, 2002, by an illegal alien who had been previously deported. And what so makes me so outrageous is that we came here legally. Thank you, Mr. Trump. I totally support you. You have my vote.
The mother of Ronald Da Silva. In 20 seconds, Julia Preston, can we fact check this? I found conflicting articles online about whether illegal immigrants commit more violent crime than other people here.
Well, I mean, I think we have to say that what happened to these families was, you know, these are terrible crimes. Yeah. Yeah, there's no dispute about that. But I think the problem for Trump is that he is representing those families as showing something about immigration at large, and particularly undocumented people in the United States, that just is not borne out by the facts. And in fact, the rate at which undocumented people commit crimes has been established by academic research is much lower than even than American citizens.
Julia Preston, Juan Manuel Benitez, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.